You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Busy.
Yum yum.
Welcome. Hit myself in the face with the microphone. Welcome to BFM Studios, Renee from Wah Wines.
Thanks, Johnny.
Matt Thompson introed you to me. You guys obviously work in the same industry, but he said check out what Renee does, and this is a great opportunity for you to tell us what you do and what you're all about. It's not often that we have wine up here, and myself drink a lot of beer, but I don't know much about wine.
Cool. I mean, we drink a lot of beer in the wine industry, so I feel you on that one.
Yeah,
Mr. T, Matt Thompson. So he was a very suave, mysterious character.
He is suave. He's good looking.
He's
rugged, and he's handy. He can swing a hammer. You know, he's a good builder.
Yeah.
And a whiskey maker.
He's a real manly man.
Mm.
Yeah. And he used to sort of visit where I worked, and we would spend some time going through barrels, tasting. And then one day he just, I think it was the middle of COVID, he dropped off this parcel and there was like gin and some weird mysterious things he'd been working on for us to taste. I think he kind of really liked my boss and I's palates and was intrigued by the wine side of things and what we could offer as trained palates. But it was mid-COVID and it was like so awesome to get this parcel of gin and and I think we just kind of hit it off after that.
Okay. And tell us about Moi Wines. What's the deal there? Are you like a curator? What's your background? What's the deal?
I probably don't look like it because I don't have a beard, but I am a winemaker. And I've been making wine under my own brand for 10 years as like a little side hustle. And I've heard that side hustles are in these days.
That's super the way to cool. go.
Yeah, so it's been 10 years in the making, and I'm now like trying to focus on it more to making that swing from side hustle to main gig.
Do you, as a winemaker, are you like in growing the grapes, or are you like getting the grapes from somewhere to make the wine? How does that work?
Most wines, the winemaker has a huge influence on how grapes are grown. But most grapes are spoken for at the moment. So my sort of direction was to go and try and forage around for grapes that have no home, because sometimes vineyards, they have like a contract to grow grapes for someone, and then that falls through and then they don't know where to put them. So and being Auckland born and bred, I fell in love with Auckland wine. There's some amazing wines that we make both in West Auckland, where I was based recently, and Waiheke and up in Matakana, Clevedon. You know, the Auckland bioregion is incredible. We can grow amazing things here. I've even met someone who managed to grow apricots in West Auckland, which is crazy.
Tough.
So, yeah, I kind of discovered that I could practice my skills and get a parcel of grapes from someone and make something cool out of them. And often wine is like talked about like the terroir, you know, it's all about the soil and what we do with the vines, and that is a massive part of wine and the story of what makes wine so delicious. But there's also this thing called winemaking that people forget to think about, and we have a massive tool belt where we can make some pretty cool stuff out of maybe subpar grapes. But this particular one is not subpar. This is organic, and it's from Matakana, and it's...
Is most of what you do organic, or do you have some sort of...
I try.
Right.
I think it's quite hard to grow organic in Auckland because of the pressure of humidity. We have to use things that, you know, you wouldn't be able to use in the organic program. But it is doable. and you might just miss out every odd year mm-hmm. on a harvest, which is quite a lot to miss out on.
That's a lot.
So this particular grower, amazingly passionate guy, and he was adamant that he's going to be organic. So really happy with the fruit, and I'm really stoked that someone like that is pushing for that. I also try and keep all my wines vegan or plant-based, because the idea behind that is I feel like wine should be inclusive. You know, like you should be able to take a bottle to someone's house and not have to ask if people are vegan or whatever. Mm. It's just, here's some wine.
Where in the process can wine become not vegan?
Good question. It's basically, if you're going to put your wine through a particular process using animal-based products.
Mm-hmm.
So you can fine your wine or fine your juice with an animal-based product. Beer often uses animal-based products.
I know with some sort of filter, you know, they can filter it like through fish guts or something.
Yeah, strange. So it's almost like filtering, but it's more fining. It's more like taking a brush and combing the hair of the product.
Mm-hmm.
The filter is more like a sieve, like it either gets through or it doesn't. So I do find my wines, but I use like potato protein and things that are plant-based. Yeah.
Sick. Okay. To dial it back a little second ago, we were talking about like, was it underloved sort of grapes?
That's a good word. I like that.
Yeah. Are your like varietals not... Do you do things off the beaten track?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this one is a really off-the-wall grape for New Zealand. The first one I ever made under my own brand was Cabernet Franc. And that is like a wine lover's funky wine that no one makes a straight Cabernet Franc. But that
I've
was
never
awesome.
Heard of a Cabernet Franc,
Is it the one in Sideways that he calls Flabby? Do you know that movie?
That's Merlot.
Does he call Merlot Flabby?
Yeah.
Okay. And he so good that film.
Single-handedly destroyed the sales of Merlot.
Yeah. And amplified Pinot Noir, I think, as well, yeah. Right? Boosted it, yeah.
Amazing.
Okay. Cab Franc, can you tell us a little bit about?
Cabernet Franc is actually like a heritage grape of Bordeaux.
Cool.
So it's definitely one of the main varieties used in the classic expensive French wine in Bordeaux. But it typically has this like slightly green, if you've gotten it ripe, it's like minty. So it's beautiful, like blueberries, a little bit of mint, nice gentle tannin, and it's quite yummy. It's sort of like something you would take to a barbecue and just quaff.
That's a great sales pitch. That's really good.
Yeah, but I sold out, so I brought something else today.
What have you got? These are obviously all like extremely limited edition short run batches of wine.
Yeah. There's the thing about my wine brand is there's literally no consistency because I'm foraging and making do with what I can find. But this little guy here is an Austrian grape called Grüne Veltliner, which literally translates to green wine. We've actually started planting a lot of it in New Zealand for some reason. I think it's quite an interesting aromatic variety, but it kind of blends well to Sauvignon Blanc as well if you need, and sometimes you need like a little something to zhuzh up your salve. But it's a pet nat. So, organically grown Grüne Veltliner from Matakana and chucked on the back of a truck and driven down to the winery where I make it. It's gently squashed and part of it went off to... I made like a commercially styled wine as well.
Mm-hmm.
But this one fermented in a little 165 litre keg. And it carried on ticking away. Sometimes they get stuck, and so they sort of stop over winter, and then they tick through till November, which is when I put it in the bottle. So the difference between Pet Nat and Champagne is basically that the Pet Nats are made from one fermentation, and Champagne is a ferment is done and finished, and then you add more yeast into it.
Straight over the top of my head.
Yeah. Well, champagne is like crazy expensive, and pet nats are like, you know,
yeah,
$40, $50. Okay. Yeah. So the idea of a pet nat is to kind of capture that cool, fun, juicy, fruity character you get from a ferment. And champagne is more like sophisticated and leasy.
Mm.
I think we've got a pretty fair idea of what's going on here. It might be time to pop the
pop
top.
Up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lewis.
Yeah.
I brought my own bottle opener, by the way.
Nice.
It's busy. Goodness me.
Can you hear that on the radio?
Yeah, I caught it.
Cool. Sometimes pet nats are like crazy fizzy. Crazy fizzy.
This isn't.
You can hold it up to the microphone if you want while you're filling the glass.
Mm.
Nice.
One for you, Lewis.
Thank you.
Do you know what? As soon as you said, oh, this is kind of a green grape, I looked at that bottle and went, wow, that wine does look green. Is that in my
mind?
That's
a compliment.
Playing tricks on me?
No, or? No. That's definitely what we're going for. So if a wine, like a white wine, it still has like a slightly green rim when you look at it, it means that it's, you know, quite fresh and it hasn't been oxidized, and you're going to get some juicy fruit characters, which is, it's a compliment.
What am I looking for? Give it, like, put my nose in and give it a, do you swirl this one?
You can a little bit.
Just gently, yep.
So I find this wine really buzzy because I get like the smoky, almost like tobacco leaf, sage, thyme character to it. I find with pet nats, you don't want to go too overboard with what's on the nose. You really just want to put it in your mouth.
Okay. Wow, it's a nice fine bubble. Really, like, sometimes I find sparkling wine just, oh my God, I can't handle that on my tongue, but this is nice. It's really nice and fine.
Yeah, and often that's because they've forced the bubble in to the wines. A sparkling wine, not a champagne, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is fermented in the bottle, and it's got fine little, what you call mousse. So it's bubbles that are created from yeasts that are alive, and then they die. It's really sad. But a lot of good yeasts died in the making of this wine.
That's good for us, yeah.
This is really easy to drink.
Not going to lament them.
As I may have mentioned off here, not typically a big wine drinker. It's a little, I mean... not that familiar with the territory, and sometimes wade in and like pick something up that I'm like, oh my God, actually that's definitely not me. But if someone were to come to my house with a bottle of this, I'd be a mwah.
You'd be kissing them with a mwah.
I think that's an understatement. I think this is really blimmin' yummy. I think this is really good. It's so
cheers
nice.
To that.
Cheers. What is this? I think this is
okay. So this is, you can pitch now. You can go into full sales mode.
Cool.
Like, weird. If people want to like get one of these limited run wines,
yeah.
Obviously, you know what's up. If you've just been listening for like the last 10 minutes, you know that Renee is like across this and it's real deal.
Got the knowledge.
Where do you get on board?
Yeah. So the funny thing is, pet nats are made for like the community of people who are like anti-establishment type vibe, and I put this bottle in for getting wine judged, and it got really good scores, which is like really sort of quite ironic. But you can buy this from Boutique Connection, which is my, they basically sell my wine for me. Or if you're not too sure yet, you can check me out on www.moiwines.com. So that's M-O-I wines.com. So it's French for me because it's all about me. But as a Kiwi, that's really hard to admit, but it took a while to sort of realize that the wines I make are the wines I like to drink. So it is kind of all about me. Sorry, guys.
No, you just got to go for it.
Yeah.
You do. At some point, you just got to go for it.
I think so.
A lot of art, right? It has the authorial lens or whatever. It's great.
Yeah, it's so anti-Kiwi, but it's, it's got to be done.
Yeah. If you can do it this good, you know,
thank
you
got to
go for it.
Thanks, Lewis. And the cool thing about it is this week I'm actually releasing this wine. So this coming weekend, if you get in quick, you can buy a 3-pack and get a free hand-forged steel bottle opener from the Solo Blacksmith, which is a awesome blacksmith guy in Mount Albert.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's my pitch.
Renee, you've knocked it out of the park with that wine. Anyone listening out there, if you are a wine enthusiast and you, if that sounds like a bit of you, you know, this is a strong like five-star rating. This basically.
A five-star rating.
Yeah.
Strong recommend.
All right. Hey, Renee from Moi Wines, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.